Wealth Within offers a range of investment and educational services to help you secure your financial future. Whether you're an aspiring trader or simply want to increase the strength of your portfolio, Wealth Within are dedicated to maximising your investment returns.
Hello and welcome to Talking Wealth. I'm Dale Gillam, the Chief Analyst at Wealth Within. Today I thought I'd read an email that I got from a gentleman called Gordon, and Gordon's from Wollongong, just because I thought it was an interesting question he was asking me to give him an answer on. And I get these emails from time to time, and I thought, well, probably a lot of you or some of you may have thought the same way as Gordon did. And I know he mentions that I had a brief telephone conversation with him a little while ago, but I'd like to answer his question on this podcast because, as I said, it might lead some insights into everybody else. And I'll go into his email at the moment, and it says, Hi Dale, hope you had a nice break. I've just got back from holidays yesterday and Melbourne's 35 degrees and I should be swimming in my pool. He said, Hi Dale, hope you had a nice break. He's saying, can you please offer an opinion only, not advice? As you may recall from our telephone conversation some time back, that I've now got my own self-managed super fund. Now, I am wary about the usual March downturn, and I'm considering selling out in February and buying back in around mid-April. This would save me $50,000 if the market dropped 10% quickly, which would enhance my buying power on the upturn. Am I crazy? Or would you consider this a worthwhile plan to contemplate? I am choosing my words carefully so as not to put you in a compromising situation with your reply. And I would really value your feedback or your comment. And he's got a PS. I do follow your stop loss advice, but this is different. Thanks, Gordon from Wollongong. Now, Gordon's read my book, How to Beat the Managed Funds by 20%, from my memory anyway, and he's read that, and he's obviously trying to follow that with his own self-managed super fund. Obviously, if he's going to lose $50,000 from a 10% drop, you don't have to be Einstein to figure out roughly what his superannuation is worth. To me, it's a pretty common type of question. We get these things coming up all the time, of people saying, well, the usual March downturn. So what is the usual March downturn? Do we normally have a March downturn? Not necessarily. And the thing is, at times, it could be April, May or June. And we've done that over the last 4 or 5 years. Not every low that we've seen is March. We've had a March 2003 low. We had a March 2009 low. But in there, we've had lows in April, May and June as well for yearly lows. So even though my stock report or my all ords report that I do, or my e-news, which goes out in my e-news every 2 weeks, people will be saying that, hey, Dale, you've been talking about the market coming into a year low sometime around March. I said, yes, I am. But I also said it could possibly come in earlier. And it is possible we are having it now into January because the market's already fallen 8% since our January high. So we may be moving down into that now with very early February. And this may be turning, and we may now have had our yearly low, and it's unconfirmed right at the moment. So this could be a whole new point to Gordon. It may have already just happened, and he's missed it already. And the market's now going to go up in February, March, April, May, and then maybe come down into, you know, June in the middle of the year. And one of those will be our yearly low. And at the moment, it's a bit of conjecture. It's sort of like the old saying that sell in May and go away, which came out of the old UK aristocracy type thing where, you know, before they had internet, where the aristocracy or the broking houses, the financial sector sort of shut down for a summer period or summer holidays, went away, sold their shares and theoretically came back and bought them when they came back. Because obviously you can't manage them if you're on holidays and you've got no direct link back to the stock exchange to figure out what's going on. But there's a lot of these things. And another one's the October thing. Everybody's saying, oh, you know, October crash. And I remember a journalist only a few weeks back in October, which is, that's a bit more than a few weeks, now we're in February, in October saying, you know, Red October. And she wanted me to make comment on it. I said, what's Red October? I've never heard of that. You know, she's saying, oh, you know, the market crashes in October. I said, does it? And the thing is if you actually study Octobers, 80% of Octobers actually close higher than they open. And most lows happen in September or November or December or even close into August. So that's our normal, that's what not. But our big moves have been in October. So we've had the October 87 crash. We had October back in 1929. So we have often had big crashes. But that's a misconception. So what should Gordon do? Should he sell his shares now and wait until April and buy back? What would you do? Would you be selling out? And the thing is, my whole thing is he's also saying to me, I follow your stop loss advice, but this is different. And to me, it's not different. It's the same thing to me. What Gordon's trying to do is to say, okay, well, why would I take a 10% drop? Now, does Gordon really know whether the market's going to drop 10% or not? Or is that just speculation? Now, normally when a market goes into a yearly low, it will fall, you know, 7, 8%, 10%, sometimes even 11 and 12%. But we're never ever sure about how far it's going to fall and exactly when it's going to fall. We've got ideas. And as I said, people who read my report, they know that I was predicting March as our low, which is, you know, in line with my thinking. But as I said, it could come in earlier or even could come in later, because nothing's exact. It's not like a yearly cycle is exactly 52 weeks. Everything has its ebbs and flows. And this is really where people that don't have a lot of knowledge about trading and timing the market often take some of these things like, oh, the usual downturn in March or the October, you know, hoodoo, the red October thing. And they use that as an investment technique, and they're not necessarily solid. So Gordon, to me, would be better off using a stop loss, his 15% stop loss I talk about in my book, but also a trend line, just basic trend line I talk about in How to Beat the Managed Funds by 20%. It's a trailing stop loss or a momentum indicator, and that will actually work much better than just selling out in February and then buying back in April. And to me, not all stocks will go down with the market, though. Some will go counter-cyclical, they'll go up when the market's going down, and you don't know. So manage each stock individually and understand that. And I find people that aren't educated, and I don't know Gordon well enough to know whether he is educated in matters of trading, but I would suggest not, given the question he's asking me and he has read my book. I don't believe he has, and I'm not trying to be rude to him, but the thing is educated people don't do what Gordon's doing, or people that understand the market don't do what Gordon's doing. And that's really what I'm trying to get at, is the more knowledge you have, the better able you manage your portfolio. So that's my, I suppose, words of advice for Gordon. But if you'd like to send an email in, please do. I'm happy to answer them. So info@wealthwithin.com.au. That'll get to me, and I'll either answer it, or Janine will answer it, or David will answer it for you. I'd love to discuss your questions and really create a nice sort of forum for people to be able to get some nice good information. So I'd love to leave you with that. You've been listening to Talking Wealth, and I'm Dale Gillam, the Senior Analyst at Wealth Within. Take care.
Talking Wealth was brought to you by Wealth Within. To learn how you too can maximise your investment returns, call 1300 ShareTrade.